talking with Carbondale Terrier head coach Brian Lee. And Coach Lee, after the big win over Marion last Friday, how hard was it to get the Terriers focused this week for week nine?
It's not that hard. You know, like we talked before about, you know, trap games, and we kind of felt like that even Belleville could have been a trap game for us after it was such a big game at Mount Vernon. But, you know, I won't disrespect our kids by saying, like, we had trouble getting them focused, because, like, they have a goal. And, you know, like, once we took our loss in week five, our goal is to finish out with winning every game. And so we're still one short of that, and they're very well aware of it. So there was a lot of joy, Roger. I don't mean to be like a buzzkill. A lot of joy, kids happy. I was happy. The staff was happy. We've been pretty proud of ourselves. But we also know that there's one more obstacle, and you know, Harrisburg doesn't care about, like, you know, our record. They don't care about us wanting to have a home game. They want to come out and finish their season. They're going to have some seniors who want to come out and play hard. And so we were very proud of ourselves. But as far as, like, worried about a trap game, we're going to come out here and work hard, because we're not finished doing what we set out to do.
With the Terrier offense averaging better than 55 points a game over the last three ball games, and the defense on the field less and less, and getting the ball back to the offense, you guys are peaking at the right time, aren't you?
No, I think that's right. You know, I think that we've been able to put up some pretty gaudy numbers in the last couple of weeks against teams that traditionally have been giving us a lot of trouble. So, you know, we are clicking on offense at the right time. Our defense has been pretty solid all year. Like you said, they've done a good job of getting us the ball. And let's not forget special teams. For the last game against Marion, that we recovered our 11th onside kick of the season. And so when we set out to change things and maybe be a little bit more dynamic and put some people in places maybe that make them uncomfortable, we just can't forget the fact that Macy and Aaron, it was Aaronless last week, we've gotten the offense 11 more touches and kept the defense off the field 11 more times with our onside kick, and I'm really proud of that as well. So it's been a good team effort. We're clicking well. We just need to keep it rolling.
Thanks, Coach, and I'll talk to you after the game.
Man, it's my pleasure.